You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. Let's check the agricultural weather forecast with Mark Russo now. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago. Hey, good afternoon to you, Mark.
Yeah, glad to be here, Todd.
Well, we were supposed to get a little snow over the weekend here. We managed to avoid that, but I'll bet, Mark, that we can't avoid the Siberian cold blast.
Yeah, well, certainly for the next 10 days, we're locked into this colder than normal pattern. That's true across primarily the northern half of the U.S., but that does include here in Illinois and Indiana, but from basically from the region of the northern Rockies all the way eastward to the East Coast. The next 10 days, certainly colder than normal. It looks like this week overall, or from now through next Monday, looks to be the coldest. And here in the Midwest, areas here, especially northern Illinois, dropping below zero on a few days. But some of that is due to the snow cover that's in place, whereas, you know, you missed out on some of the snow here. We actually got about 6-7 inches of snow across northern Illinois and a little bit more right towards the border in the southern Wisconsin with this weekend's snow event.
Do you think we'll have to worry about the hard red winter wheat crop?
Yeah, we don't see it being problematic for either the Plains hard red winter wheat crop or the Midwest soft red crop. The Midwest soft red crop has protective snow cover, and in those areas in the southern belt, they don't look to drop down to problematic levels. I guess the only fringe region where there could be some issues is in Montana, but again, fringe acreage versus the heart of the belt in Kansas and the southern plains.
Turn your attention now to South America. There has been concern about some dry conditions in Argentina, though that depends largely on the weather forecaster. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, we do see opportunities for rain starting this upcoming weekend, especially by December 18th, some thunderstorms firing up across the belt. And we think this is a start of a long duration window of opportunity through month's end that should certainly improve in a significant way some of the dryness in Argentina. Whether it will fully eliminate it, that's debatable, but the overall pattern here during the final 10 to 12 days of December, much favorable, you know, more favorable for rain activity versus what we've seen in recent weeks.
Any other concerns in the southern hemisphere?
No issues here up in Brazil, and bottom line, favorable weather continues through the end of the month across southern Brazil and northern Brazil.
Thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.